This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, a family feast. Dear friends, in the afterglow of Christmas Day, we get this brief window into the life of the Holy Family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, each with very distinct roles, each united in God's service. Closer than any team, they're a family on a mission, even though the dimensions of that mission are still unclear to them. What is clear is God's constant call to service and their selfless response. We don't get to pick our relatives, but we do get to pick our family. Relatives can share a common ancestor, a marriage contract, a DNA profile, an address. A family shares mutual commitment, common values, and unconditional love. A family is a deliberate labor of love, not a coincidence of lineage. God's plan calls for us to live as a family bonded and inspired by His love. Human pride calls us to live for ourselves, divided by our own self-centered spiritual isolation. God's plan is always better. While the difference is hardly subtle, far too many fail to make that distinction between family and a collection of lonely strangers who related to other lonely strangers. While they may share living space, they have entirely separate commitments, priorities, and agendas. From the quality and quantity of their communications, well, they might as well just speak different languages. You can blame the rift on economics, on the internet, on texting. I'm told that 50 years ago they blamed it all on television and rock and roll. 70 years back, the culprits were comic books and the radio. While these may be symptoms, they're not causes. You can trace it to the empty place at the table, the forgotten brother, the misplaced model of love. Jesus has been crowded out of the family. He's become the inconvenient cousin we're obliged to visit on holidays. He's the soft-touch uncle we only go to when we're in deep, deep trouble. He's the angry patriarch, reminding us that we messed up again and again. Wherever we've left him, too often Jesus is not where he ought to be, the focus of family life, a living presence, giving common purpose and direction to our daily lives. Don't expect Jesus to just show up uninvited at your table. He's not Banquo's ghost. As individuals and as a family, we must ask him in every day. But when we find him, when we welcome him, what a difference he makes. With Jesus in the living room, at the kitchen table, even in the bedroom, our family's complete. In his presence, we see each other more clearly, more kindly. With him, it's easier to give and to forgive. He helps us overlook insults more readily and to understand pain more fully. I'm reminded of a golden oldie from the 50s. The family that prays together stays together. It worked then, and it'll work now. It's a time-tested, guaranteed winning formula for happy families. Who gives the guarantee? Well, Jesus does. For where two or three are gathered together in his name, he promises that there he'll be. The power of Christ in our midst is the most transformational force the world has ever known. With him, all things are possible. Hope, meaningful sharing, mutual forgiveness, growth, and wholeness and healing. Without him, we might as well ignore the strangers we live with, flick on the flat screen, settle back and try to get through life with as little inconvenience as possible. My friends, the choice is ours. Loving family or indifferent relatives. I say choose family. Choose Jesus, and the blessings will cascade for you and yours. It works for young families, older families, even extended families. Start today. With God's help, it's easier than you think. First, go to Jesus in humble, private prayer. Admit your shortcomings and dependence on him. Ask for the courage and the resolve to get started. Make room in your day for family time with Jesus. Maybe before, after, or even during a meal. Keep it simple. Tell your family where you want to go with this. Ask for their input and their help. Ask Jesus for his help with a specific family problem. Maybe even have your Bible handy. Share some scriptural inspiration. Be loving, be humble, be honest, be patient and faithful. Set up a schedule for prayer and sharing, but don't sermonize. Candidly share how you need to change and improve. Obviously, prayer is lifting your heart to God, both speaking as well as listening. But when Jesus lives in your family, prayer is also speaking and listening in love with each other. Every day, stay connected, keep praying, keep sharing, keep listening. It works, my friends, if you work it. Then get ready to get happy. A family living in Christ's love, well, that's the greatest joy this side of heaven. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.